It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. As the NFL league year is officially underway, it has been since 4 o'clock when the Eagles and Colts officially announced the Carson Wentz trade. Elsewhere, it has been a little bit quiet. Not doesn't mean nothing's going on, but quiet on the Eagles front, which means some guys are still here that we weren't sure were going to be. And some guys have restructured their deals. We're going to bring on Elliot Shore Parks here to talk about the Eagles as the new league year is open. So far, no outside names have arrived, but the Eagles did announce the Wentz trade. And, of course, last night, out of nowhere, there was the rumor from Jason Lockenford that the Eagles could be a significant suitor for Deshaun Watson, which I believe they have to. If there's a chance they can get Deshaun Watson, they have to do what it takes to get a quarterback that is this good and this young. Let's bring on Elliot Shore Parks right now to talk all things Eagles as it is officially the 2021 league year. Elliot, how you doing?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Well, I'm good. And, you know, this is a time where usually there's a lot of big Eagles news and moves. And today, and really so far this week, there have not been. Have you been surprised at how quiet the Eagles have been?
Yeah, it feels like just yesterday I was sitting at that free agency desk waiting for stuff to get going. I mean, look, I think that on one hand, coming into this, everybody knew the Eagles salary cap situation was not great, right? I mean, they had to do a lot just to get basically cap compliant, and that the clear extra space was going to be difficult to do. That being said, the salary cap is, you can maneuver around that fairly easily. We saw that with the fact that they cleared, you know, $50 million. So I think that if there was somebody out there that they really wanted to invest in, they would still have the ability to do it. I'm wondering if just this is a different mindset heading into this offseason. The fact that they're one of, I think at this point, three teams not to have signed anybody, that to me is not a salary cap thing. That is a mindset thing in terms of how they want to go about this. And I think it does speak that maybe they really are viewing this, you know, with the longest view in the room, right? In terms of not going out and signing one-year players at big money or anything like that.
If they do go after something, when kind of the top of the market settles down, and we know a bunch of guys have been signed the last 2 days, what do you think it could be? I know you wrote about wide receivers, and I talked about them the other day. That's the one area where if a guy like Will Fuller, I'll just throw his name out there, if he can't find a job and wants a one-year deal, there could be catches here to go around.
Yeah, I mean, look at Kenny Golladay, right? Kenny Golladay is reportedly going to visit the Giants, but his another offer he has is just a one-year deal from the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, it might be a little tougher for the Eagles to cash in on one-year deals just because you can't obviously spread those cap hits as much. And since they don't have as much space, it makes it tougher to offer somebody, you know, a $10 or $11 million one-year deal. But I 100% agree with you. A guy like Will Fuller, you know, there are other receivers out there that can be had, and it looks like that market, maybe more than any other position, is, you know, not going great for the players out there. So you look at last year, the Eagles, they did not sign any real free agents at receiver during free agency. They counted a lot in their draft picks. They traded for Marquise Goodwin during the draft. I think that was a major mistake by them. And one thing we do know about the Eagles is they like to overcorrect. And the fact that last year they sat free agency out completely, this year the free agency market for receivers seems to be team-friendly. I do think one position where they could make a move is receiver. The other one I would look at is linebacker. You know, again, overcorrection. They haven't invested in the position a lot over the last few years. Hasn't been a ton of movement in the linebacker market. And with a new defensive coordinator, I would think you'd want somebody that knows him, that's been in his defense, to kind of come and help the other players learn that defense.
Elliot, today the Eagles were able to officially announce, and the league was able to officially announce, the Carson Wentz trade. So the Colts put out their welcome to Indianapolis Carson, and the Eagles put out a bunch of different things on their site. You know, a tribute to him, a video went out, also a conversation between Dave Spadaro with Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni. I know you listened to it. What were your takeaways from the way the Eagles, their first chance to kind of spin what we already know, but their chance to say something about the trade?
Yeah, I thought the Eagles handled it in a very classy way. They were very complimentary of Carson throughout the whole thing. On social media, they posted a lot of videos thanking him for everything he's done here. And, you know, look, he does deserve that, right? He played a large role in them winning the Super Bowl in 2017. He played some good football here. But what stood out to me was how over the top they were, while also saying and making it clear, like, this guy wanted out, right? I mean, they said that Carson felt he needed a change of scenery. And so I think it's important to get that out there because it can finally end any speculation that anybody might have had that this was not Carson's doing. Like, Carson is gone because Carson wanted to be gone. Carson forced his way out. And I think they said that, you know, in more or less words during their interview. So I thought the way they handled Carson was good. Again, with being complimentary, but also making it clear, like, this is something Carson forced.
Elliot, the other thing I noticed in that conversation with Dave Spadaro that Howie and Sirianni were having today, you know, last week we heard the report from ESPN Chris Morrison that the Eagles are moving forward. They got the edict from the owner, built around Jalen Hurts. And I thought today that if you listen to what they were talking about in Howie's words, it felt like they were trying to correct that. Like, just like get it out there that, hey, we value the quarterback position. Like, they didn't say anything bad about Jalen. In fact, they said a lot of good things about Jalen in their conversation. But Howie also made it clear they're going to do everything they can to improve the team, and that means even looking at quarterbacks. It felt like they were kind of correcting that story that was out there a week ago.
Yeah, look, they've handled, I think, the way they talk about the quarterback position the same for, you know, most of the last year, just in terms of saying, I mean, the interview today with Spadaro and then Howie and Nick Sirianni sounded a lot like what we heard last year when they drafted Jalen Hurts, right? How much they valued the quarterback position, how it's always going to be a position they invest in. You know, they didn't commit to Jalen Hurts. They left open the option of doing things. Now, whether they do that, I don't know. I do hope they learn the lesson from what happened with Carson in terms of, yes, you want to have a good backup, but you also need to make sure your starter is completely supported. And if they don't want to go with Jalen Hurts, you know, that's their assessment, that's their evaluation, then you have to do something at quarterback. But if they are going to go with Jalen Hurts, I do think at one point it would be helpful to really throw some support behind him and emphasize other positions and maybe not worry as much about his backup.
When do you think that might happen? Do you think that would be a post-draft thing where they kind of make it clear he's the guy? Because it seems like they're trying to do two things at once here. Pump him up and make him feel good and make everyone feel like he might be the guy. But also, they're going out of their way to also not commit to him yet because there's still offseason to go here.
Yeah, I would think post-draft. I mean, the other important thing that's happened during this week, while the Eagles have been inactive, Tyrod Taylor signed with a team, Jacoby Brissett signed with the team. So kind of the backup options where if they were to come in and actually maybe have a little bit of pressure on Jalen Hurts are gone. I mean, I guess Marcus Mariota is still a potential trade option. Who knows what will happen with Nick Foles. But a lot of the names that could actually come in here and like threaten Jalen Hurts are gone. So if they don't take a quarterback with the 6th overall pick and, you know, God forbid they take one in the second round after last year, like after the draft, that's when I think you'll see them start to really say what their quarterback plan is.
Elliot Shore-Parks, 94WIP.com, the Go Birds podcast with us. Or, Elliot, they could trade Jalen Hurts in a blockbuster. So last night, and I know you wrote about it this morning on our site, Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports put out a piece saying that, you know, people around the league think the Eagles could be a serious part of this Deshaun Watson discussion. It was the first time we really had them connected. I mean, anytime a great quarterback's out there, you figure the Eagles, if they don't have one, will look at that. But they're in that conversation now. We've heard the Jets, the Dolphins, the Panthers a lot, maybe even the Patriots, 49ers, and now the Eagles' name has been thrust into the mix. Do you think it is feasible? Do you think they could pull off a deal for Watson if they wanted to?
Yes, I think they could pull off a deal if they wanted to. I mean, and again, this all starts with whether or not they believe Jalen Hurts is really the guy. If they do, then clearly they're not going to trade for Deshaun Watson. But if they don't, you look at the roster, you look at the quarterback position, the most important position in sports is they don't have an answer at. If they don't believe Jalen's the guy, they have nothing there. And in that case, for a team like the Eagles, a team that's used to competing, a team that is one of, you know, the prime organizations in the league, they're not going to go into the season without a clear answer. So I think that if they don't think Jalen's the guy, making a move for Deshaun Watson is definitely possible. They have the assets. They have they can, you know, create the cap space. And, you know, I think at this point Deshaun Watson would go almost anywhere other than Houston. There could be some competition with the Jets in Miami, but, you know, those are not organizations that are considerably better than Philadelphia. I know that the Eagles had a down year last year, but the Jets and Dolphins have been two of the worst franchises in the league over the last 10-plus years. So I think if you're Deshaun Watson, you could talk yourself into Philadelphia, and the Eagles have the assets and the need for it if they don't believe in Jalen Hurts.
Elliot, do you think it'd be worth it? Because the way I look at it is there's kind of two paths here they could take. There's like a fork in the road. They could try to trade a bunch, and it would cost a lot to get Deshaun Watson. And then they'd have Deshaun, but they'd have very few future first-round picks. They'd have to build the team through some cap room moving forward and mid-round picks. Or you go with Jalen Hurts, and you build it up using cap room and a lot of picks they'd have the next couple years. Do you think Watson is worth what it would take? And it's clear it would take, I mean, a crazy big offer considering how good he is, right, how young he is, and how many teams are in this.
It's a tough question. I'll be completely honest. I've been thinking about this all day and really, you know, over the last few weeks as there's been rumors about him being available. On one hand, I think you say to yourself, he's 25. He's proven he can be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You go get him, like, flat out. I can see that logic. If that's where somebody falls on it, I can't fight them on it. If the Eagles do it, I can't say it's a bad move. Like, I understand that logic. On the other hand, I say Deshaun Watson's been in the league for a while. I know he's only 25, but he has been in the league, I believe, 4 or 5 years now. He has torn his ACL. He has not had a ton of success in terms of consistently winning games, winning playoff games, and he does make a lot of money. So, you know, after just getting out of, like, kind of the Carson quote-unquote relationship, I do think there would be something good for the Eagles to kind of give Jalen a year, take a year, like, just see where you're at and not jump right back into a quarterback that's on a huge deal, that has an injury history, and that wants to win now, right? I mean, Deshaun Watson's leaving Houston because he wants to win. Outside of the organizational problems, it's just not a place he can win right now. So as much as I understand the logic of trading for Deshaun Watson, and if I was the GM, I don't know if I could pass up trading for him. I'll be honest and say the more intriguing, appealing option to me is going with Jalen Hurts, keeping the draft picks, keeping that cap flexibility, and just having things be open for a while and not jump right back into the situation you found yourself with Carson.
Howie, Elliot, last one for you. On Howie, he got under the cap. They were cap compliant last night before we even got to 4 o'clock today. How would you grade the job he did? And there was a lot of different ways they could have gone about this in terms of restructuring guys, cutting guys, re-signing players. We saw how he did it. You saw all the moves play out. How would you grade Howie's job performance the last few weeks in getting under the cap?
It's a great question. Now, without seeing the specifics of the Brandon Graham deal yet, and I do want to see how much cap space he specifically borrowed from future years, not just the end-all be-all, but I would just be interested in seeing the future ramifications. I still think he's a lot closer to an A than he is, you know, a C or a D. When you look at the guys that he recommitted to, Darius Slay, Javon Hargrave, they're some of really the only youngish talent on the roster that you hope can contribute for 2 or 3 more years. And then, you know, Brandon Brooks, I know he's coming off the injuries, but I like reinvesting in the offensive line. Kelsey came back. They saved money that way. So I think overall, with Brandon Graham, someone you want to reinvest in, he's a Philadelphia legend. He's someone you want to have in your locker room. And he cleared the space. But what he did, perhaps most importantly, is he did it without giving Derek Barnett a bad contract, and he did it without having to cut Zach Gertz. So he got the money he cleared that he needed to, and he still has two pieces there that he could potentially turn into assets or save more money. So I think, you know, I don't want to say an A outright because I haven't seen the full future damage, but I think he did a very, very good job.
Yeah, the fact that Barnett is still here and they didn't have to commit to him yet. I mean, they did a lot of things I didn't think they'd be able to pull off and still got under the cap. Elliot, as we end our conversation, we're talking about Famous Patrick's tonight on St. Patrick's Day. Is that, that's your middle name, I hear?
My middle name's Patrick? No.
Oh,
you got a bad source there. I don't know.
Tucker
told
me that. Tucker lied. He put it up on the screen. He said Patrick is his middle name.
Well, I mean, the guy drinks a gallon of milk a day. I don't know how you could take.
All right. Well, that's true. Yeah, Tucker's out. Give me a Famous Patrick.
Honestly, I cannot think of one off the top of my head. I don't know if I'm tired just from, you know, doing Eagle stuff all day, but I'll tell you, my middle name is not Patrick.
All right. So we found out that at least. Elliot, you have a good night. We'll talk soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Elliot's middle name is not Patrick. You wrote that on the board.
I forgot I wrote that.
So listen, here's the way it works around here. You ever see Ron Burgundy, right? Whatever you put up on the board, he will read. Now, I don't necessarily read everything out loud that Tucker will write on the board. I'm not, like, if he writes an inappropriate word, I'm not going to read it out loud on the air. But if Tucker puts up, you know, so to give you a picture of what I'm looking at here, I have a screen in front of me, okay? So I could see that I'm going to pull up our next caller here in a second. I see that Tony is on the phone line. He is from North Carolina, and the topic says he wants to talk about the Eagles, right? So that's typically the kind of stuff that I get to know when you call in, you talk to Tucker. He puts that kind of stuff up on the board, right? Once in a while, he'll say, you know, Joe from South Philly, you think you're an idiot, right? So, like, I'll get a feel for you think I'm a moron before we talk. So tonight, on the screen in front of me, it said Elliot. It didn't say a city because it doesn't matter where he's from. And then it said, topic, his middle name is Patrick. So here I am thinking, oh, Elliot talked to Tucker. They mentioned they were discussing our side topic that before we hopped on. And it's not his middle name. You just decided to say that.
Aren't you curious what his middle name is now?
Do you know what it is?
No.
We didn't ask him.
I mean, he was very, like, I feel like that would be the first thing. Is my middle name isn't Patrick, it's this. He was very curt about it. Well, maybe it's something embarrassing.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to say what his middle
name
is.
Maybe it's like Julia.
Julia?
Yeah, like Elliot. Julia Shore Parks.
Well, I don't, you know, whatever it is, the bottom line is it's not Patrick. And we're talking about Patrick's tonight. 215-592-9494. Tony, I don't think his middle name is Patrick, but he's in North Carolina. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Tony. What's going on?
A few things. I got a couple things.
Okay.
For one, I really don't think we need to trade away our future right now. The guy already wants out. Of the one team, what if he comes here and he's not satisfied after a year and wants out of here? Then we're back with the Carson Wentz situation.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a football. I don't think it's a football thing down there, Tony. I think it's a franchise thing where he doesn't want to be around those people anymore.
Okay, but he's already forced his way out of one team. I don't want it. I just feel like that could happen again, and then it'll be the Eagles' turn again.
It could, but again, this is not like he doesn't want out because they went 4-12. He doesn't respect the owner and the people that work there.
Okay,
I understand your point, Tony. That we're talking about a player who's asking out, so you kind of have that red flag about his personality or his commitment level. I understand that. I'm just saying, I think it's pretty unique what's happening in with the Texans. I doubt he's going to do it again.
Well, I hope not if we do get him. I'm not going to, for sure. If we did wind up getting him, I'd cheer for him just like I'd cheer for any other Eagles quarterback who's playing good.
Well, of course.
And I
just
assume he's going to play good.
Well, I would too because he's a great player. Tony, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, I think we're looking at the, I don't know, are we looking at the glass half empty tonight on this Deshaun Watson idea? A lot of, like, who's he going to play with? What if he wants out again? What if he gets hurt? What if he's his third or fourth best quarterback in the league for the next 8 years? Has anyone thought of that reality? What if you have a top five quarterback in the NFL for the next 8 to 10 years? That's also possible. I would actually say likely.
I mean, if you think, and there are a lot of issues facing this Eagles team, this roster right now, and it starts at the top, obviously. We've done a half dozen shows about it, but we've talked about it before. If Carson Wentz played at a mediocre level last year, where were they? Would they have been 8-8?
Yeah, they probably win the division.
So if you get Deshaun Watson, who's capable of playing quarterback at an elite level, where would this team be then? I fully understand, and I get people's worries about the offensive line, about the wide receivers, about the running backs. There are holes all across this roster.
Totally.
But you know what helps? Is having a legit franchise quarterback.
Which, I mean, really, outside of Carson Wentz for a short period of time, the Philadelphia Eagles haven't had a long-term franchise quarterback to the level that Deshaun Watson played last year. I mean, really, ever. But certainly since Donovan McNabb. I mean, it just hasn't happened. You know, Carson Wentz had a nice run, and there were a few years, obviously 1 year in 2017 where he was incredible, but he had a nice run of a few years where he played well. I would say Carson was, you know, a top five quarterback for one season, and then after that, he fell between 10 and 15. Until this year where, you know, it fell apart. But that's great. But they haven't – like, when was the last time the Eagles had consistent top five-ish quarterback play? It was Donovan's peak. That's it. I mean, and you can make a case that's it forever. So, I mean, Deshaun Watson wouldn't just represent an upgrade and a big upgrade. He wouldn't just represent, wow, he's a great player. It would give them a chance to have the best quarterback they've ever had in their franchise's history. I mean, that's a reality. So, yes, I mean, there's a lot of pitfalls and worry and trading a lot for one guy. But if you think the guy's worth it, that's my line of demarcation. Is he worth it? I think he's worth it. 215-592-9494. Al is up on WIP. What's up, Al?
Hey, Joe G, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Al. What's up tonight?
Listen, I agree with you. I'd like to have this guy, Deshaun. However, the Eagles, for I don't know how many years, have been like a sick bay. Guys get hurt left and right. They probably have the worst luck in all of football. Now, let's assume or let's suppose this guy gets hurt. Now, I see Brissette and I see Taylor are gone. I don't know who we'd have for a backup. But if this guy were to get hurt and we've given up what we'd have to give up for him, we are really SOL.
Yeah, they'd be in big trouble for sure, Al. I mean, but I think most teams, if you lose your star quarterback, you're in trouble, right? Most teams would not be in good shape if they lost a Deshaun Watson or they lost an Aaron Rodgers. The drop-off between that guy and almost any backup is going to be pretty big.
That's true. Now, my Patrick, give me a couple seconds on this.
Okay.
My Patrick is Patrick Ewing. Now, I've never been a real big Patrick Ewing fan, although I admit he was a hell of a player.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody that beats Villanova is my hero.
So is a Patrick won you over way back in the day by beating Nova?
By beating Nova. Listen, Villanova, they're not even belong in the Big Five. They're not in Philadelphia. They're 30 miles out of Philadelphia.
What school is your allegiance to?
What do you think? Take a guess.
Temple.
No.
St. Joe's.
Yes, sir.
There it is. I got it on my second try. Al, I love it. Appreciate the phone call. Patrick Ewing. His Patrick. Ewing was in the news last week.
Yeah, apparently he wasn't a famous enough Patrick to be let into Madison Square Garden.
Listen, I get why the guy was upset. That was a big story last week that he got, I guess, carded is the right word, or they wanted to see his pass, right, to get around Madison Square Garden during the Big East tournament. It also, he could wear his pass, right? Like, it's not that hard to wear your pass.
And I get, like, his jersey's in the rafters, and he is probably the greatest Nick of all time,
yeah.
But to call Madison Square Garden your building? It's the most famous arena in the world.
Yeah, right. It's not his.
It might be Billy Joel's building, for all we know.
Well, it's a lot of people's buildings, right?
It's been around for like 100 years.
I mean, think about all the performers that have performed there. I just thought it came off like, don't you know who I am? I hate don't you know who I am attitudes. Now, I get it. If you're Patrick Ewing or you're a great athlete in any realm, you could kind of pull off the don't you know who I am. But come on, man. Just wear your pass. It's not a problem. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, all your phone calls. And you guys know what we do at 8:30 every night. Mock Draft Mania. We'll break down a new mock draft and who the Philadelphia Eagles select. That's up next, and we'll talk to Sean Watson. I say sell the farm to get the Texans quarterback if it is possible. Go do it, Howie. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, college basketball fans, it's tourney time, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating by giving you a chance to win big when you bet on the Michigan State versus UCLA play-in game this Thursday. For every 2,500 fans who bet on Michigan State to cover, FanDuel Sportsbook will move the line 1 point in Michigan State's favor, which is incredible. There's no limit to how good this line can get. As long as fans keep betting, the line keeps moving. I'm looking at it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, if you go on and you add to this, it is right now Michigan State plus 106.5. It is the bet of the year. By far, 106.5. So, and best of all, everyone gets the final spread. No matter when you place your bet, we all get it together. So tell your friends and don't wait to get in on the action. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. There's no limit to this. I mean, people keep hopping on and betting. It can get up to plus 200. I mean, it's the easiest victory you're going to find all season long. I mean, there was a game last year. It opened at Indiana plus 2.5. It ended up at Indiana plus 118.5. I had that one. Just look for the Spread the Love promotion in the FanDuel Sportsbook app to start moving the line today. Don't have a FanDuel Sportsbook account? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit sportsbook.fanduel.com today to get set up. Games on. FanDuel Sportsbook.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.